"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each individual. And for organizations, LHH provides consultative support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com today.
Johnny Kent Show continues. John Cobalt and Ken Champeau, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, coming up in less than 30 minutes, the Sacramento County District Attorney Anne-Marie Schubert will join us. She is running for Attorney General as an independent. It's already on our voter guide. I know it's not posted to the website, but that's an early yes. The incumbent Rob Bonta, holy mackerel, the Newsom appointee. Anyway, she's coming on to talk about what her office tried to do to prevent the release from prison of one of the men arrested in the Sacramento mass shooting. We learned yesterday of one man's arrest overnight. His brother was arrested. It is the brother we're going to be talking about, Smiley. That's apparently his first name. He has a long criminal history, got a 10-year prison sentence and barely served but a couple of years. And it was Anne-Marie's Sacramento DA office that put in a bunch of paperwork opposing his release, but it happened anyway. So far, he hasn't been charged with murder. It's a bunch of gun charges. So far, three men have been arrested in somewhat in connection with the shooting. We'll talk to Anne-Marie coming up after 4:30.
The scourge of our life here in California.
Scourge.
One of the scourges is Prop 47. You know by now, that's what George Gascon co-wrote, passed in 2014, because the title and summary was a big lie written by Kamala Harris. It was the Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Act. Actually, what it did, it got rid of a lot of drug crimes. A lot of felonies were made into misdemeanors. They lowered raised the amount of stuff you could steal in when you shoplift to $950. Used to be $400. And the whole mess is why you have so many drug-addicted bodies lying in the street, why you have so many break-ins in all these stores and people's cars and homes. I mean, it created a lot of crime. There have been attempts in the assembly to try to modify Prop 47. One of them was Assembly Bill 2390, and it was pulled from consideration from the Assembly Public Safety Committee. And
I'm not so sure. There were several proposals, including one from Kevin Kiley, to revoke Proposition 47. I don't think anything has happened with any of these bills that were going to reform Prop 47.
No, this would have counted separate instances of retail theft to be counted in total towards the $950 felony threshold. We're going to talk now with Rachel Michelin, president of the California Retailers Association, a co-sponsor of the bill. She is president and CEO and also chair of Safe Stores and Neighborhoods Coalition. Let's get Rachel on. Rachel, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
This bill apparently was from a Democrat.
It was, and I would not give up hope. We are still pushing forward. We still have until the end of the month to get it out of committee. So we are hopeful that we can continue. We can bring that back after they return from spring break because, candidly, retailers in California, we're not giving up on this. It's too important. This was a balanced bill that was very simple. If you do serial retail theft, we can aggregate it up to $950. Very simple. So we really think it is a common sense approach to this. And we really hope the chair will work with us to make sure we can get it out of the committee and moving through the legislative process.
Now, the legislator who produced this bill is a Democrat, I believe from the Bakersfield area, from a more conservative district. And I wondered if they'd let him present this bill so he'd have a good issue to campaign on in his district, because it's a more of a mixed district that he represents. And that the Democrats weren't ever really seriously going to approve this thing.
You know, it's been fascinating. It's been a fascinating issue to work on. Candidly, the committee came back. One of the reasons why we're waiting and we're going to push forward after spring break is because they came back with amendments that they wanted us to take that candidly would have watered down the bill. It would window dressing on the issue. And in fact, it really would have actually made it easier to do retail theft in California and not be held accountable or not have consequences for that behavior. We just felt like we're going to continue to push forward.
Wait a second. Their amendments would have made it easier to steal stuff.
Correct.
What the hell? I mean, what's the point of this?
It's a crazy dynamic that we're dealing with. And the fact of the matter is that there needs to be a consequence for the behavior. If they are afraid of people getting a felony, then the people shouldn't do the behavior. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Do you talk to any of these Democrats personally who are promoting even weaker laws? And what do they say? That this is a good thing to have an open season on all the retailers so everyone could steal as much as they want?
Well, they don't think it's a problem. They don't think that it's happening. They tell us the data is not there to support it. But yet what I tell them is, but what's a shared experience? I mean, how many times have all of us gone into a store and seen people steal?
The data is not there because store owners aren't reporting it anymore.
I know. Trust me. That is the problem that we're having, and that's why I will tell you we are not going to give up. We're going to continue to push. We're going to continue to push with the governor. We're going to push with the legislature. That's why our coalition is so important and the work that we're doing, because we can't give up. It's too important for our communities.
So let me try to understand this. This bill, let's say I go out and I rob five different places, $200 I steal from each one. This bill, would they be able to take those five thefts and 200 times five is $1,000, and that would meet the $950 threshold? That's pretty much what they're trying to do here, right?
Correct. And right now, if you did that, each one of those thefts count as a misdemeanor. And so you can't aggregate it. And what do they do with a misdemeanor? It's cite and release.
Even if I did it in five different stores, like in an hour, if I did it like in one afternoon.
This was created on purpose to make it per store. And all the thieves know this. I've heard that some of them bring calculators in, and they have a running total, and when they get to 950, they make sure that they stop and get out of there.
You're absolutely right. It's insane. And we thought this was a balanced approach to it. We were actually coupling it with diversion programs and job training. So we thought, look, we'll get them in, we'll put them in a diversion program so that they can understand and then get on a better life path. If they did have an addiction problem, they could get into to drug treatment. If they were homeless, they would get access.
And we had a version of that before Prop 47. Prop 47 got rid of the diversion programs and the drug treatment plans.
Correct. You're absolutely right. And yet we still can't get it over the finish line right now. But we're not giving up. We are going to continue to push until we see it become reality.
The wall is usually they don't want to send anybody else to jail or prison, but you tried to get around that with these alternative programs, but that didn't work either.
Correct.
Well, you got to keep pushing, and you got to keep getting on every venue you can so the average person knows it. Because I don't think the average person had any idea what they were voting for back in 2014, and I don't think they still understand exactly how bad it is.
Yeah. Well, we'll continue doing it. I'm in here in this for the long haul.
All right,
Rachel, thanks for coming on again. We appreciate it.
Great. Thanks for having me. Take care.
All right, that's Rachel Michelin, the California Retailers group.
Aggressives up in Sacramento.
A group called Californians for Safe Stores and Neighborhoods. That's a good one.
What a bunch of jerks, aren't they?
Statewide chair.
Oh, it's not happening. It's like, stop it. Stop lying. Why don't you admit the truth? It's happening like crazy, and you don't care. You don't care. That's the truth, and you know that's the truth.
But they are stubborn.
Oh, they're just jackasses.
I mean, no wonder these smash-and-grab people, they probably hit several stores at once so they can make sure they stay under the 950 with each robbery.
Yeah, that's exactly what they do. It's their woke cult ideology.
All right, when we come back, who remembers the video of the guy on the bicycle riding into Walgreens and riding off with a bunch of stuff? Well, he did get charged, and he did get a jail term. We'll talk about it next.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show. John Cobalt and Ken Shampoo. It's KFI AM 640. Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we got the voice line coming up Friday. You can leave a message now through the iHeartRadio app. There is a talkback feature, which is a little microphone. You get to the KFI part of the iHeartRadio app, the John and Ken section, and then use the microphone. Many people are using that to leave a message, or just use the old voicemail. 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. All right, the Sacramento County DA, Ann Marie Schubert, will be our guest just after the news at 4:30. She will talk to us about the second man who was arrested in connection with the Sacramento mass shooting that occurred early Sunday morning. Smiley Allen Martin. He is the brother of the man that was arrested yesterday. Anyway, he's only been charged with gun charges so far, but he's got a long criminal history. And Anne Marie can talk a bit about that because her office opposed his release from prison a couple of years ago. He had a 10-year prison sentence. It was a nasty involvement in an assault on a woman that apparently was working for him as a prostitute. And Anne Marie's office had sent a long letter to the parole people saying, do not release this man. But to no avail.
They did anyway.
And thanks to Prop 57, there's going to be a lot more like this.
Yeah. Now
76,000 inmates.
And there's only 95,000 or so inmates left in state prison. And Newsom wants to release 75,000 of the 95,000. Can you imagine?
It's crazy.
Like, not enough people have been shot yet. Not enough people have been stabbed. Let's bring another 75,000 felons onto the street early. They're insane. You've got to vote differently. You have to vote 100% differently for every office. This is an emergency.
All right. We have mentioned from time to time that the San Francisco DA, Chesa Boudin, is trying to hold on to his job. He faces a recall vote coming up in June, I believe. And he wanted to make news with this story. Last year, it was a video that went viral. A man rode a bicycle into a Walgreens in San Francisco and rode right out with a large bag of stolen merchandise. Bill, he finally got sentenced, 16 months in prison. His name, Jean Lugo Romero. I think we talked about this video and
it was amazing. It was sensational. It was hysterical in a way. He was just riding up and down the aisles, grabbing items off the
I'm watching again. He has a large trash bag. and he puts it on the front of his bike. He actually rides right past a security guard who tried to pull up the bag, but he held on to it, rode right past him, went out the front door.
Yeah,
not sure what he took from the shelves.
The security guards are there just to record video.
Our favorite part is that the robber was masked. It's important to have COVID safety when you steal things.
But he passed the $950 limit.
And yeah, so he got a felony.
He got a felony charge, and now he's going to get 16 months in prison.
Yep, and 1 year probation in addition to
probation.
The jail term. The probation.
Probation's a joke. Yeah. So 16 months. And
look at that. Here's a tweet. Nearly 10 months after I shot this video, Jean Lugo Romero pled guilty to felony grand theft, misdemeanor petty theft, and was sentenced to 16 months prison and 1 year probation. You know who sent that tweet out?
Who?
Leanne Melendez. Bad crap.
Oh, that reporter?
Yeah, that's the reporter.
Same woman?
When we went to the Peterson. Yeah, that's her name. That was her.
Oh, really?
When we were outside Scott Peterson's house, she came and she charged up to us and said, "This is bad crap."
She was pissed off because I was shouting at a bullhorn at Scott Peterson.
Yeah, she didn't like the way you were not being a good journalist.
Oh, she was. Yeah, that's right. Showed you what was wrong with journalism. Actually, that was exactly why we wanted to go up there. All the journalists were acting like, well, we don't know what he's done. I mean, it's just an allegation.
We're just here to cover the story.
And they were so mealy-mouthed about it.
You made too much of a judgment there, John Cobell.
That's why I got so fed up and we had the bullhorn. I just started shouting at Peterson, "We know you did it."
Oh, by the way, this guy Romero was also tracked to other thefts. In a CVS, he allegedly cleared the shelves of nearly $1,000 worth of cosmetics.
He was probably doing that every day.
Put the items in a duffel bag.
So Chesa Boudin is finally prosecuting this because of the recall.
Yeah.
He's got two-thirds of the city against him.
He put out a statement. Whether the work of organized retail theft rings or individual suspects, the burglaries impacting our local businesses will not be tolerated.
Oh, really?
That's a statement he put out with this story.
All of a sudden, it's not tolerated.
Yeah.
Speaking of not tolerated, he is just a bowel movement.
Making the news also in San Francisco, Mothers Against Drug Deaths. You've heard of Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Mothers Against Drug Deaths launched a campaign. They put up a billboard in San Francisco's Union Square, and the billboard says, "Famous the world over for our brains, beauty, and now dirt cheap fentanyl. It's time to close San Francisco's open-air drug markets." Learn more, mothersagainstdrugdeaths.org.
Hashtag mad, too. That is the phrase that Michael Schellenberger, the author of San Francisco, and he's also running for governor, that's what he's used. He said these homeless encampments are actually open-air drug markets. That's what's been legalized because that's what the homeless people do in large groups is they buy and sell and take the drugs. And fentanyl is the hottest thing going now because it takes so little to get you high and get you in a semi-coma. And it's so deadly. And it's laced in so many other street drugs as well. The fentanyl is made by our friends in China, shipped over to Mexico, where it's refined, and then it comes over the border. And there's no level of government that does anything to stop it all along the way. Eventually, it gets sold to the distributors in L.A. and San Francisco, and then sold to all the vagrants who are dying in the streets. And everybody is completely fine with it.
Yeah, here's a little background. It's an opioid that can be up to 100 times more powerful than morphine. It was created in the 1960s to manage pain after surgery. Its clinical use expanded in the 1990s with the introduction of the extended release patch that is typically used to treat advanced cancer pain. Illicit fentanyl started appearing in San Francisco in 2018, mixed with other drugs like heroin and cocaine to increase potency.
Yeah, they have factories making this synthetic fentanyl, and it's coming over. It's on all the ships that show up at various ports up and down the West Coast, especially in Mexico. And they got factories in Mexico that turn it into some street product that can be easily used.
I like the way
billions and billions of dollars the fentanyl industry.
just like when we talk about like the mass shooting in San Francisco, the response from the other side is, oh, guns. The response here to all the drug use problems is, let's make it safer. Let's have safe injection sites. Let's make the drug use safe.
Well, they're still going to be passed out half dead in the street.
Yeah.
Well, what
well is, then you're right there with safe. The revival. What's that?
Narcan? The Narcan. Yeah, right. That's the thing. It's like, oh, we'll just inject them with Narcan right away. It's like,
yeah, we'll revive them.
Okay, that's a good society. Yeah. Make it easier for them to put themselves in a coma, and then you give them another drug to get them out of the coma for a few minutes until they re-inject the fentanyl. That's good. That's a nice city. That's where I want to live.
All right, the Sacramento County DA, Anne-Marie Schubert, is coming on next to talk about her office involvement in trying to prevent the parole of one of the men arrested in the mass shooting in Sacramento. He apparently got out of prison early. He got a 10-year sentence, but he barely served a few years. Coming up next.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Shampoo, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, of course, the big story from over the weekend continues to have developments. It's the mass shooting that took place early Sunday morning in downtown Sacramento. People were getting out of clubs, a concert nearby, and gunfire broke out. There's supposedly a dispute between multiple shooters near 10th and K Streets. 6 people dead, 12 people wounded. Apparently, one of the people that was wounded got arrested. We're now up to 3 men that have been arrested in connection with the shooting, but the charges so far deal with things like gun charges. We don't actually have murder cases against any of these 3 men yet that have been filed. But the one we're going to talk about now is named Smiley Allen Martin.
And Smiley Martin is the brother of Dondre Martin. Both of them have been arrested in connection with the shooting. But Smiley Martin, he had a 10-year prison sentence. He was sentenced on January 12th of 2018. And he'd been in prison before. He had forced his way into his girlfriend's house and then repeatedly punched her in the face, head, and body, dragged her out of the house by the hair, assaulted her with a belt. Turns out she was his prostitute, and he was in charge of the customers she'd get, how much money to charge, what form of payment to accept. He ended up with a 10-year prison sentence. Now, again, this is January of 2018. He's sentenced. He's out by April of 2021. So a little over 3 years out of the 10 years. I don't know how that happens.
The Sacramento County DA's office had sent a letter saying, do not release this man, and give a lot of background to the story, some of which John just read there, for the reasons why this is still a dangerous person.
Let's get Anne-Marie Schubert on. She is running for attorney general against Rob Bonta, the incumbent. Anne-Marie, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me back. Appreciate it.
How does a guy get a 10-year prison sentence for that vicious crime that we just described, and he's out in 3 years and 3 months, by my count? How is that possible? I thought at least you served 50%.
Well, I think you mentioned 2021. He was actually released in February of 2022. But the fact is that he served less than 5 years. So, I cannot talk about the underlying case that happened over the weekend in terms of the facts. It's obviously a very complex investigation that's ongoing. But, the letter that we issued and sent to the Department of Corrections kind of speaks for itself. So for me, I think the bigger issue that many of us are very concerned about is the fact that, people that run around as felons with firearms are constantly being released from prison early, and they're not serving. Corrections can spin it any way they want to. It doesn't change the fact that people can get out now, and they want to, as I still call it, turbocharge these credits even more. Now they want to increase these now to get out in a third of your sentence.
Well, but what's the upside of this?
A third?
These are violent career criminals. They get out, and they get in bad trouble, and there are victims almost immediately. What are they trying to do?
Well, I mean, if you follow why we're suing, listen, 45 elected DAs are suing corrections over this. The fact that they want to, basically eviscerate sentencing in California and give them now you know, these massive credits for basically doing nothing. But the logic behind it allegedly was because they wanted to close prisons. So, you know, the fastest way to close prisons is just give them more credits and let them out earlier.
Well, that's
let people out.
That is an absurd concept, too. Close prisons is absurd.
Well, listen, I mean, any real prosecutor knows, listen, we want people to get rehabilitated. We want them to get the services. We also need meaningful accountability. But when you start letting people out, particularly people, and I'm not talking about this case in particular, but anyone that's got a long history of violent crime, and you're letting them out at a third of their sentence or half of their sentence, that's all the less time that they potentially can get rehabilitated.
Well,
and so it's dangerous. Obviously.
Okay, but I got to ask one question here. What kind of rehabilitation did Smiley Martin get? Obviously nothing that worked.
That's a question to pose to corrections, because it's not my place to say what was or wasn't done while someone's in prison. What I can say is our office prosecuted him. Our prosecutor got a 10-year sentence, and now, you know, as you know, it's less than five. So, you know, we now are in California in a rising violent crime time. We've been screaming about these issues for a long time. We've been saying, don't let people out early, hold them accountable, don't give them zero bail, all these things. And all of a sudden, we've got a tsunami of things that are happening.
All right, let me ask you, because a lot of people, regular people, have no idea how the system works. You get word that Corrections is going to release a guy like Smiley Martin, and you write a letter basically saying, don't do it, he's a bad guy. What's their argument? Is there a judge, a hearing?
No, there's no hearing.
What's their evidence that he's safe to release?
First of all, to make sure that the record is clear, Corrections did deny it initially when they denied it. And then they released him a few months, 5 months later or something like that. They denied it, I believe, after we wrote this letter. But then he was released in February of 22.
Okay,
the fact that he was released in less than 5 years.
He was originally going to be released in 2021. And then you wrote a letter. I guess that's where I got the idea he was out in 2021. So that was their original plan. You wrote the letter, then they delayed it for 5 months, and he comes out in February 2022. But do they say,
7 months, yeah.
Do they tell you, oh, well, he went through this particular program,
no,
and we've given
no,
this
no,
kind
no.
of testing, it's, and well, I don't understand the criteria that they give to justify this.
There's no, well, you can ask them that, but there's no parole board for these decisions. These are just, you know, now they've essentially what we call turbocharged the credits. So if you give people more credits, guess what? They get out sooner.
So this is not even a parole situation. This is just, go home.
Is this the fallout from Prop 57?
Right.
Is that what this
is? Yes, yes.
And the 76,000 inmates, is this what we can expect with other inmates, people like Smiley Martin?
Well, this is why 45 of us are suing, because I'm telling you, they want to increase these credits on people they say are nonviolent when they're felons with firearms, felony domestic violence, all these other crimes, when they have violent histories.
Oh, okay. You know what? We looked up Prop 57, and the original title was the release of parole for nonviolent prisoners.
Right.
Nonviolent felons. But now it looks like it's a wholesale release of violent
this
felons.
This is a man that beat up a woman.
Okay, but remember, under California law, felony domestic violence, rape of an unconscious, felon in possession of a firearm, human trafficking of a child are considered nonviolent. We've been trying to change the law for years, and we get rejected every time.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
God, this is crazy in so many different ways. It's hard to wrap your mind around it.
It is hard to wrap your mind around it, but imagine if you're a victim and you finally have the guts to come forward and tell your story to a judge and a jury, and you get sentenced to 10 years on it, and all of a sudden you get out in less than five.
Okay, so 45 DAs are filing a lawsuit, but what's the likelihood the lawsuit goes anywhere if they're just following the Prop 57 directions?
Well, there's an opportunity for the public. What we're trying to force them to do is do public hearings on this. Let the public have input. Because, you know, why are we rushing these? There's no emergency. They adopted him on a Friday at 3 o'clock and put him in place on a Saturday without any public input.
Is this mandated by Prop 57, or they're making up their own credit formula?
No. Prop 57 basically said they get to establish credits that are in the furtherance of public safety.
I see. Gives them freedom. Gives them discretion. And now they're abusing the discretion to the max.
unfettered discretion. That's what their position is.
Well, if they actually release 76,000 inmates, there won't be that many left.
Well, they're not all getting out right now. I mean, in fairness, it just is going to, like I said, like my colleague says, we're just turbocharging credits. So they're just going to get out sooner without assuming they even do rehab in prison, less time to get the rehab done.
All right, Anne-Marie, thanks for talking to us once again. We appreciate it.
Okay, thanks so much. I appreciate you guys.
All right, that's Anne-Marie Schubert. She is the Sacramento County District Attorney. But she is running to replace Rob Bonta as the California Attorney General as an independent. And you listen to her, she's sharp, she's on top of things, and she knows the dangers of things like Prop 57. And as she said, they're turbocharging the credits. This, by the way, we mentioned this earlier, the Corrections Department says, oh, these are not early releases. These are good conduct credits. That's not the same thing.
Yeah, I know. They got all kinds
Whatever you have to make up to affect it.
They got all kinds of horse crap. It's all the same. They either keep him inside or you let him go. There's no two ways about it. Prop 57 was just catastrophic. It hasn't fully hit yet. You're going to see. It's another horrible, horrible vote by California voters.
And we'll wait and see what Smiley gets charged with eventually, if he does get charged with any of the six murders. We'll know what this has wrought. More coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Shampoo, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. You know how much Prop 57 passed by?
60-40?
More than that. It was 64-36. 64% of the public voted to have all the prisoners let out early. Of course, the way it's written, it says nonviolent offenders. And as Anne-Marie Schubert, the Sacramento County DA, pointed out, A nonviolent offense is beating the crap out of your prostitute girlfriend.
Yeah, domestic violence.
You can get 10 years for that. The beating was so bad. And you can get out early because of these credits. Because Prop 57 gave the Corrections Department carte blanche in coming up with complicated credit formulas to get people out after serving a third or 40% of their sentence. And everybody voted for it. It was a big lie. It was a big lie. People didn't read the details. People don't know. I remember we talked about it on the air, right? I remember we were talking with somebody who was pushing it. I remember it was a woman. And I was asking, how come women's groups are not screaming against this? Because you could rape an unconscious woman, and that's not considered a violent felony. And it would be eligible for early release. And I'm thinking, what has changed in the world that all the women's groups who are screaming and fighting about all the abuse that women have suffered, they didn't show up for this one.
Jerry Brown was a big supporter of 57. He campaigned endlessly for it.
Right.
I remember that.
Right.
And it was actually near the end of his time, but he was pushing hard.
It's awful. And now we see. One of the people benefiting was involved in the mass shooting up in Sacramento. As 18 people got shot.
Yeah, we'll learn just what his involvement was besides having a gun, but we'll see what the actual case against him is when that is presented. Coming up after 5 o'clock, we're going to be talking once again to the National Border Patrol Council President, Brandon Judd. That's the union for the Border Patrol agents. And we'll get his perspective on what's going to happen at the border once we end Title 42, which is expected to happen next month, announcement by the Biden administration. The migrants are going to come flooding here and there won't be anything to keep them back. In fact, the head of DHS, Mayorkas, said this week, oh, yeah, we want less impediments to asylum. We want them all to come in. So we'll talk about this with Brandon Judd after 5 o'clock. Speaking of criminal justice, we should go to a part of the world where things are kind of the opposite of California. We have a man named Harry Wirawan. He was convicted by a 3-judge panel. He was accused of raping girls between the ages of 11 and 14 at a boarding school. Sometimes he did it there. Sometimes he did it at hotels or rented apartments. At least 9 babies were born as a result of the rapes. But the reason we're talking about the opposite universe is he's getting death for this.
He got the
death penalty. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, this is the part of the world where they don't kid around.
Which country?
Indonesia. Yes. And they have, of course, strong Islamic beliefs.
Yeah,
tarnished the reputation of Islamic boarding schools.
I'm into that. I'm into the Islamic countries with their really harsh punishments.
I'll bet they have less sex assaults.
That's one of my favorite things about these countries. Hardcore criminal punishment. What's their method of execution, I wonder? Probably something really grisly.
And what's interesting is the original sentence was life in prison, but it was changed just this month to the death penalty. They upped it.
Good. That's what it should be.
Yeah.
But it should be the death penalty for more than just murder. You're raping all these women. It's like, no. You know, there's no use for you. If there's no use for you anymore, this is not something you can correct. It's like, just end it.
By the way, these weren't women. They were 11 to 14-year-olds.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. I mean, they should just kill him now.
Well,
it's one of those guys you kill on the spot. Don't even have a trial.
He pled guilty to the crimes, never contested that he did this. Mm-hmm. He actually looks like a little kid. I don't even know how old he is in the picture, but he looks like a teenager.
Yeah, bullet in the
head. But he was principal of the school. I don't know how that...
That's disgusting. That's horrible. Hey, I got terribly sad news, and I'm afraid to tell you, Deborah.
What is it?
This is going to upset you. Did you see that in Kharkiv in Ukraine? Mm-hmm. They're going to put down 6,000 animals at a zoo because the zoo was damaged so badly, there's no way to take care of them. So the head
Are you
of the,
kidding?
No. The head of the zoo says they got to put them all down. The Russians shelled the zoo. And
why can't they move the animals to other zoos and other places?
There's nowhere to go.
Poland.
You better get in there and save them.
I don't know.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
I know. I had the same reaction, but yeah, that's what they're doing.
Well, talk to your people in Poland. I mean, look, they're taking refugees. Why can't they take the zoo animals too?
To my people in Poland.
Yeah.
I'll call my cousins up.
Call your cousins and see if they have a big enough backyard.
Yeah, see if they got room for a...
No, you can't just euthanize 6,000 animals?
6,000
no,
animals.
No, that's ridiculous. Yeah. No, come on. Other countries need to help out
here. That's Alexander Feldman, the founder of an eco park in Kharkiv. He gave a video address and he broke down while delivering the news over what happened. Animal cages destroyed. There's no more eco park. The park has been almost completely destroyed. All the infrastructure destroyed. The tigers and lions have miraculously survived, but their cages are wide open. They can go outside at any moment.
Oh, this is so sad.
Yeah. So there's nowhere to put them. I mean, they're going to try to save a few, but he says they're likely all to be put down.
No.
It's been around since 1895.
Yeah, no. Somebody needs to step up here. This is ridiculous. I mean, I did a story about 300 dogs died in a kennel because Russian forces were outside, and so the Ukrainians couldn't get in and take care of the animals. Come on, we need to think of the animals, too, here.
Right. I know. Yeah. It's terrible what's going on. It's why we should nuke Putin. Johnny Ken.
Put him in your basement.
Yeah.
Your bunker.
All right, I'll take an animal.
One?
I'll take one animal in the bunker. Deborah Marquez News, KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
"Let me run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.